harvest. We will now go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you on this I'm at Peace Monday morning, giving you praise, giving you honor, giving you glory, giving you thanks, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because there have been so many times in our lives when you have given us that peace that passes all understanding. Father, we thank and praise you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, O Lord, that we might be forgiven, that we might have everlasting life. Father, we thank and praise you for this season that we celebrate the birth of Christ, O God. And Father, let peace rule in our hearts in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for this call where we can come and hear a word from the Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, O Lord. Father, we thank you for Artists International, for the Diez de Leon family. Father, we just ask that you enable them to continue to hear from you. Lord, that you put them in the presence of great men and women. But you know, you told us in your word that when we do as we should do, when we do our work, when we do the things that you have blessed us to do, that you will put us before great men in Jesus' name. Father, let them find favor. Let them walk in peace that passes all understanding. And Father, we continue to lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family, Lord, as they celebrate the homegoing of her sister-in-law. Now, Lord, give them that peace that passes all understanding. Let them feel your love wrapped around them. Oh, Lord, now we lift up the speaker this morning, our dear Dr. Vanessa. Oh, Father, we thank and praise you for the word that she will bring forth this morning that will certainly be saturated in our souls, oh, Lord, that it be in our hearts, oh, God, that we might go and share it with someone else. Now, Lord, we bind the airwaves in Jesus' name with any interference, any hindrance that Satan might want to bring up on this call, because we know, oh, God, that it has been already cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Now, we thank you for each and every family member on this call. I don't call them callers. I call them family members, Lord, that they may walk in peace today and know that you've got their backs. You've got it all, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my sisters, my brothers, I now turn the call over to our host, and please go walk in the peace of the Lord today. I love you. Sister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. I am here. Thank you so, so very much for greeting the people of God this morning on the Master's Call. We are so excited to hear your voice this morning because you have declared the word of the Lord. Amen. And we are standing on that scripture, John 14 and 27. Oh, the peace that the Lord gives us. Hallelujah. I am at Peace Monday. I love that. I love that as we begin our call here on the Master's Morning Call. We are so delighted to have you here. I am greeting you and saying good morning to all of you, our family of the Master's Call from South Carolina. And we are so excited, as Minister Willa has said, we are going to have a word from the Lord coming from our own Pastor Vanessa. But before we do that, we want to welcome each one of you. We know that we have faithful listeners that call in every morning to the Master's Call, and we're glad to have you. And we also have those that are new here on the Master's Call, and we're so glad to have you as we are internationally, hallelujah, broadcasting across these airways, and we thank God for each one of you. We want to let you know that this call began on October 25th, 2010, by two anointed and appointed women of God. Amen. Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, the Ambassador of Artists, as you've heard Minister Willa pray, and also our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, by way of Prairie View, Texas, where she is a faithful caregiver to her mother. Amen. She's a woman of God. And these women, together, they mastered this call, the Master's Call. They came under the mandate for the Lord to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And amen, each one of you who have joined us are well aware that this is a call that is blessed by the Lord, that is on a mission, and that mission is according to Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And you see, here on the Master's Call, we are prayer warriors. We are prayer intercessors. We love to pray for you. And that is what this call is all about, is to give you a word from the Lord in the morning as you begin your day, and to also bring your prayer requests faithfully before the Lord. We want to point you to our website where you can download all of our messages. You can receive information about the Master's Call and its founders, as well as receive our playback number. That website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. morningcalls.wordpress.com. And we are brought to you live Monday through Friday, even on the holidays, amen, as our sister Tiffany said last week. But we want you to know again that all of the downloads are there for you, MP3 style, so that you can upload them, download them, you can share them, email them, and they're free, amen. The word of God has been given to us, and we gift it to you. Thank God for that. So we also want you to know that we have a playback number that you can call into immediately following the call for the current day's call, and that number is 712-432-1085, and that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And we will give you this information again at the end. We want to also let you know, amen, that these are not closed ranks. Amen, the Lord has no respect of person, and he will use anyone who is willing. So we are calling in all intercessors, amen, to come on and help us on the master's call. You can send us that information along with your prayer request. That's how you send it to us, through our email address. Any feedback that you have, and definitely the testimonies, amen, because we know it's the glorious 12th month of the year, and we expect many, many testimonies to come forward. Send all of that information to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And our prayer general or our founder, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you regarding your request. So we praise the Lord this morning. We hope that you have gotten your pen and your paper, as Minister Willa has said, gotten your Bibles ready, your iPads, your iPhones, or whatever other devices you have the Word of God on. And I know that you are ready to receive a word. Amen. We are going to bring up our own mother in Christ, our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Again, she is from Prairie View, Texas originally, but she lives in Dallas, Texas, and is the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. But she is an international traveling minister of the word. She is a prophetic teacher of the word. She's not just a preacher, but she teaches us about the word of God. Amen. And she is a wonderful woman who cares for her mother in Prairie View, Texas. And we keep her in our prayers because the Lord is doing extraordinary things with this ordinary woman. She is an extraordinary woman of God and doing amazing things for the Lord. So we will not delay her any longer. We bring her to the forward, to the front now, to bring us what thus says the Lord. We love you, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for that kind introduction. Greetings. I love that tag this morning, Minister Willa. We so love and appreciate you. Thank you for gathering the eagles that are on this call so that we can hear from the Lord. Just quickly before I start the call, I want to thank you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts for the many prayers and cards and emails that she received during the homegoing of her sister-in-law there in Savannah. She's still there, will be there the majority of this week. Please keep in prayer. Alice, who went home to be with the Lord, her husband also fighting that battle with cancer and is going to the doctor this morning in the midst of his 10th treatment out of 12 chemo treatments. And Dr. PK felt led of the Lord to stay there and be with him and walk through this with him. So please bombard heaven with your prayers for her. And as we always announce, I'm really encouraging everybody on the line this morning to make sure you hop on the call, the morning motivational call hosted by our own Platinum President Dorothy Cook. Right after this call, we have a extraordinary, awesome guest in Dr. Karen Harris. I met her years ago. She's from Tulsa, has her own health nutritional store in Tulsa, and when she joined Artist, she took us to another whole level. Every disease, every ailment, every challenge you could think of, Dr. Karen can tell you the products to put together. She has her own call, Ask Dr. Karen, on Thursday night, but I am strongly encouraging you to hop on our morning motivational call as soon as this call is over, because we're learning to lead by bringing forth health, and then our wealth will follow. So just wanted to make sure I gave those two announcements first. Now let's get our hearts prepared to hear a word from the Lord. As I often say, I just love how God does things. Got my own self excited yesterday as I was ministering the word, and God was just tweaking it with me early this morning to want to bring this fresh rhema to you. The title of our message, a series we'll do through this month of December, is I'm Blessed to Be a Light and Shed His Light on Others. I'm Blessed to Be a Light and shed his light on others. We've been talking about this season of thanks, and we've celebrated God with Thanksgiving, giving thanks for the birthing of America and what he's done. As we always ask God to bless America, and as we enter this season, the reason for the season is to say happy birthday to Jesus. I always told Lord, thank you for bringing me in 10 days before we celebrate Jesus. My birthday is December 15th, and during this season where others are always wanting to give thanks, always wanting to share, we have to remember that we are his light, and this is a strategic season to draw others to the light of Christ as they celebrate his birthday. We're talking about being blessed. We all desire to be a blessing even more than to be blessed, but what does it mean? You know, I so am a prophetic teacher. What does it mean to be blessed? Well, the English-speaking church chose to use the word bless as a translation for the word eulogitos, where we have the root of eulogy. And it means good. And we know the L-O-G-Y word always means the study of, whether it's sociology, biology, theology. Well, it's a good study of the life of someone when you hear them talk about eulogy, where that root word bless comes from. Now, the New Testament writers, as the nearest equivalent for the contextual meaning of the word bless, is Barak. And we know that means to kneel. So we're praising, we're celebrating with praises in this season, our Lord and Savior, and we consecrate a thing with solemn prayers is another definition of blessed. Blessed is the favored of God. I love that, the favored of God. See, it's important to remember this morning, TNC family, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you and I are blessed by God to be a blessing. This is the beginning of Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. And some of you are not even familiar with our Jewish calendar. That's why I so purposefully teach it, because whether we realize it or not, Jesus was a Jew. And he acknowledged and participated in the Jewish culture and customs. And this in John 10, in 22nd verse, it records how Jesus participated in a festival of lights, a festival of dedication. See, Hanukkah means dedication, and I want to give you a little bit of history about this celebration as well as Christmas, which we're so familiar with as we go through this series and this season in December. Again, Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Lights, is an eight-day Jewish holiday, and it commemorates the rededication of the Holy Temple, the second temple that was in Jerusalem. And at the time of the Maccabean Revolt of the second century, right before Christ, the Hanukkah is observed for 8 days, and it started in this year of 2012 on the sunset of December 8th, this past weekend, and it continues to the nightfall of December 16th. Well, why is this important? Well, if we don't understand where we came from, where lights come from, why we're called the light of the world, it has prophetic and scriptural meanings. Now, this festival is observed by the kindling of the lights of a unique candelabrum. Probably many of you have seen the nine-branch menorah or Hanukkah, one additional light on each of the holidays, progressing to eight on the final night. So it's one candle in the middle with four on each side. Now, the typical menorah consists of eight branches with an additional raised branch. Now, the extra light is called the shamash, in Hebrew spelled S-H-A-M-A-S-H. And it means attendant. And it's given a distinct location, again, usually above or sometimes below the rest of the candles, so it stands out. Now, the ancient Jewish historian Flavius Josephus, and he was mentioned by Luke in the book of Luke, he narrates in his book that the Jewish antiquities, the 12, how the victorious Judas Maccabees ordered lavishly yearly this 8-day festivity after he rededicated the temple. We remember in church history how the temple was destroyed. Remember first the northern kingdom. You say, if I don't remember, well, we're going to learn this morning that the northern kingdom was taken and destroyed first, and then the southern kingdom, which was called Judah, also was destroyed, and then in 70 A.D., the total destruction of the temple. And unfortunately, in this day, now that temple in Israel is with now a Muslim rule. But back then, with the rededication of the temple, well, the temple in Jerusalem had been profaned by Antiochus IV. Epiphanes, it's an ancient sources recount that this ruler, he outlawed the Jewish religion and he ordered the Jews to worship Greek gods. And in 168 B.C., 168 days before Christ, his soldiers descended upon Jerusalem, massacring thousands of people and desecrating the city's holy second temple by erecting an altar to Zeus. And then he went so far as to sacrifice pigs within its sacred walls, and we all know what kosher means and how very defaming and degrading that was. So Josephus also said in his writings that this festival was called Hanukkah. He did not use Hanukkah as much as he used the Festival of Light. Stay with me. We're going to connect this naturally and spiritually. We are the light of the world. We've heard that all of our Christian lives. We are the light of Christ. And during this Christmas season, we bring the world to the light of Christ. Judeo-Christians, our mission, our mandate is when people are busy with the Christmas trees and decorating the homes with lights and decorating their office doors and their apartment doors and bringing the light in, not even understanding that that light symbolically and what we have to choose to be is naturally the light that highlights the birthday of Jesus Christ. This festival of light, the Hanukkah, the dedication. All we're talking today about, I'm blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. You know, I was always praying and asking God, what does light mean to you, the acronym of light? And he dropped in my spirit, love inside, giving heartfelt thanks. See, when we're the light of the world, we're displaying inside. There's the agape love. It's to the inside of us, the Holy Spirit. And then we got to give it away, giving heartfelt thanks, being Jesus' hands extended, being that minister in the marketplace, letting his anointing flow out of us in word and deed. Also, he gave me for light, love inward, gives hopeful thoughts. See, when we think of Christ, the light of the world, oh, there's hope and there's thoughts about good, not evil. See, when I think of light, as we go through the light, just getting the first few letters today, we're blessed to be a blessing in all of the lives around us. We're blessed every day to let the light of Christ. I can't think of nobody. I know in my little Baptist church, as a little child, we learned and had our little lights, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And we were taught that as the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, the light of Christ, the countenance of the Holy Ghost, should shine out of us where others will see the God in us and then be led, drawn to glorify our God in heaven. We are his light. Many of us work on jobs where there's darkness all around us. Many of us are in families where we're the chosen light to bring others into the salvation of Christ. Understand today, align your emotions, your thinking, your physical being with the spiritual deposit of the light of Christ inside of you. We're blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. Oh, that L in light, what does it really mean? What scriptural basis can we stir up so we can be the light? Well, first the love, to shed God's light with love. You know, years back, the acronym of love, living, overcoming victoriously every day. I tell you, I love it. I just hot off the Holy Ghost press, downloads it into my spirit, that the love of God, that 1 Corinthians 13, that demonstration of unconditional love is living, knowing that it will overcome. Love overcomes all and makes us victorious every day. So let's look at that L in light. Look at the action word. Living is an action word. To be his light. Look for opportunities to serve. When you're the light and you're shedding it on situations, circumstances, people, issues, look, ask God to order your steps, to be his hands extended, to be his blessing, to be his glory carrier, so that out of your mouth you will voice his will, his word to others, to show the agape love of Christ. Look for opportunities for creative ideas, to share artists with others. Living and loving life, how? By loving people, being that minister in the marketplace. Another L is we're always striving to lead others to the light of God's word. See, his light, especially in this season, even the best heathens' hearts get touched to want to help and share and give and drop a few coins in the Salvation Army bucket. They don't even know what's hit them. See, we can lead others, show the way, share the good news of the gospel. In this December, we want to remember the purpose to lead, to mentor someone, to show them an idea. It's a strategy of success that we've experienced with artists that will encourage them that they can have the same success. You can't take people where you've never been. You can't, then it's just a theory. It's a good idea. But we want to lead by example and precept. Acts 10, I always quote this verse and remind myself that that's why God takes ordinary people and who infuses his extraordinary. Acts 10:34 says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. What God has done for me, he will do for you. We don't have to be holy haters. We don't have to covenant. God is an equal opportunity blessing, pouring out his love, and depositing that same light inside of each and every one of us. We are God's light. The last L in dark places. And darkness does not like light. Get over it. Darkness will never like your light. Our purpose is to draw others to the light of Christ inside of us. See, the Hanukkah, the dedication of the festival of lights, those nine candles shining the light, putting it in the window to let others see the way, let our light so shine so those in darkness have something to aim for, focus for, have faith for. All Colossians 1, verse 13, one of my favorite verses that Paul wrote to the church at Colossae in that first chapter, the 13th verse, says, for he, in the NIV, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Yeah, I even love better that King James. You know, the King James just have a way of saying, who has delivered. See, some of us, we need deliverance. And we don't need just some help. We need straight up bring out the oil, cast it out, deliver us from attitudes, from rudeness, from unforgiveness, from cussing and fussing and just always being negative. Yeah, yeah, just don't say amen or oh me. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. See, some of us need that Holy Ghost Star Trek translation, getting out of a situation. It's not even a situation. The situation of darkness into light, so we stop tipping and dipping and getting in church and faking it till we make it. No, we having the deliverance of the light shining out, driving out the darkness, to shed God's light with love, is living for Christ, showing his agape love, his eternal love. See, let's make a decision as we're going to continue on in this series that I want to be a light. I want to have the goodness of God shine in me, through me, emulating the Christ, with the image of Christ in everything I do. Choose today, that we're blessed to be a light and shed his light on others. all the light of Christ, the love inside, giving heartfelt thanks. We'll continue on our series as we continue through this season of Hanukkah, of dedication, understanding that we are the light of the world, and the best birthday present we can give Jesus is to shed our light wherever we go. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Praise God for the word this morning. We are the light. We are the light. My God, what a word in season this morning. So as we are blessed to be the light, we are going to go to our own prayer general, Minister Robin, who will bring our prayer request before you, and then I'll come back before you before we have the benediction with announcements. Minister Robin, you just muted yourself. I got you open now, Minister Robin.
Hi, good can morning. You hear me, Minister Tammy?
I can hear you. Good morning, good morning. There you go.
Good morning. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for the word that has gone forward, and we thank you for your word, Lord. Your word brings healing to your people, Father. And because you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, you've given to Christina, her family, Father, during the homegoing of her mom, your peace, not the peace of the world, Father. So I thank you that you keep her. I thank you that you comfort them. I thank you, Lord God, that during this time that you will rise up strong in her, Father God. There will be peace, Lord, during this time, Father, during this season. We know that it's okay to weep, Father, because we do know that joy will come, Father. So I thank you for watching over Christina and her family during this time. And because you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, you sent healing, Lord Jesus. You came with healing on your wings, and you said, Lord, everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. So I thank you that your people, because they know your word, because they believe your word, because you sent your word, and you healed them, and you delivered Fred Harrington, you delivered Minister Panquita, you delivered Evangelist Quinn, you delivered Mr. Roberts, you delivered John Hughes, you delivered Joe Skelly from all destructions in the name of Jesus. And your word is accomplishing health. Your word is accomplishing healing. Your word is full of power. Your word is full of life in their lives. Your word is the energy that they need, Father, in their bodies. You are their healer. You are their physician. You are the life giver. Cancer bows to the authority of your word that has gone forward in each one of their bodies. Cancer cells are being destroyed by the healthy cells because you are making sure that their immune systems are strong in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that as Mr. Skelly goes forward today for his surgery, he has favor with the physician. He has favor with the anesthesiologist. He has favor with the nurses in the name of Jesus. I thank you they will only remove what needs to be removed. And because you are a miracle God, Father God, I thank you that they will be amazed, Lord God, because of the work that you're going to do in his life in the name of Jesus. And you give his family peace during the procedure. You give them your strength. You let them only speak your word, Father, because your word is what makes a difference. And your word will not return void in Mr. Skelly's life and in the lives of every individual that I mentioned in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen. And we are in prayer. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. I am blessed to be a light and shed his light on others, as we know that all of you are. We want to thank so much, Minister Willa, for aligning the heavens, for greeting the people of God, our family here on the Master's Call this morning. And, of course, again, Minister Robin, our strategic prayer general. We want to thank also our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, for bringing us the word from the throne room this morning. We are blessed, and we have to remember that we are the light. Before we go back to Dr. Vanessa to give the benediction, we do want to remind you again of the MMC, Morning Motivational Call, which she did mention. Let me give you that number again, 1-800-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And that PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. Perhaps that's something that's coming up in the future, amen. But let me give you the master's callback number. For today's message, you can immediately call 712-432-1085, and that PIN is 957-677-POUND, amen. So if you can't get to your computers, call back on that number, and that will give you the playback. Our website, again, is the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and the email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Remember that we love you. I pray this message has been a blessing. You are blessed to be a light. We're going to go back to our Dr. Vanessa to give us the benediction. Praise God for each one of you, and we will hear you on the call tomorrow. We love you.
Thank you very much. Intelligent Holy Spirit, we thank you for this day, this Monday that we've never seen before. Your mercies are anew. We thank you for increased understanding of our role to be a light, to be blessed, to be a blessing. Father, we thank you that we accept our assignment to go out and shine our light in places where your light is dim and your word has not been heard. I thank you today for each and every TNC family member on this call. Father, we thank you for the prayer requests. We know that you hear and answer prayers. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, order our steps. Anoint this upcoming MNC call with knowledge and encouragement and empowerment as we learn even new strategies that flow from heaven. Use Dr. Karen for your glory and her good and the good of all of the listeners. Now to each and every one of us, Father, order our steps. Go before us, the blood hedge of protection around us, the provision of God, part of our arsenal, the protection of God in us, our battle axe. And we thank you that everything we do is we give thanks to be your light. We will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. Go out and have an awesome day in Christ. And we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.